The Maram in Rutenberg was mechadesh midivrei Rabbeinu Tam. The Eid Echad poitim in Ashvu. That just like an Eid Echad could be mechayesh Shvu, so too an Eid Echad could pater Shvu as well. And he brought three rayas. So far we mentioned two. He said number one, layokem Eid Echad beish lechalavin lechal chatos. He added to that, this is an achashi shtayim. He said it's a kalvachoymer. Madach in eid echad could be moitzi mamin kalvachoymer. There's something called eidah misayeya. And in eid echad would have the ability to be machzik mamin. And then the Maram in Rutenberg brought a real yeshiva raya. He brought a raya from Reb Chiya Kamaisa. So who's Reb Chiya Kamaisa? So again, these are the sugis that we're learning right now. So I think it would be malpractice if we didn't at some point mention Reb Chiya Kamaisa. The Gemara in Shnayim Moichsim Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says as follows: Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, "Mado biyotcha." Somebody goes over to somebody, says, "You owe me a man." Follow you owe me in lechav yadi klom. And the person's koy for a call. Veho edim meiden oisoi sheyesh lechamishim zos. And then edim come, and the edim say that he owes him really half. So the person was koy for a call. He wasn't moedim in mikzas, but edim are coming, and they're saying that he really owes half. So what we have is a hoidah be mikzas, but not al yidei the hoidah, al yidei the hadas edim. So the aloch is noisim lechamishim. Edim are saying you owe half, so obviously you have to pay half. V'yishav al vashar, and you have to switch shvus moedim in mikzas on the other half. Shaloi tehei hoidahs piv gedoylo me hadas edim mikal v'chaymer. Because if piv has the ability to be mechayiv yishvu on the other half, it has to be the mikal v'chaymer that Edom should have the ability to be mechayev you on the other half as well. I'm skipping a little bit of Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ma kal v'chaymer." What's this kal v'chaymer? Again, what's Reb Chiya? Reb Chiya is saying, "You owe me $100. I owe you 50. I owe you 50. I have to swear on the other 50. You owe me $100. I owe you nothing." Edom say, "You owe me 50. You owe me 50. Kal v'chaymer, you're going to have to swear on the other half." Meaning, if Piv is Mechayev Shvuah, Kal v'chaymer, Edom are going to be Mechayev Shvuah as well. So the Gemara has a whole arichas. What's the Kal v'chaymer? Says the Gemara, "Uma Piv she'im Mechayev Mom and Mechayev Shvuah. Edom she Mechayev Noisei Mom and Ein Edin she Mechayev Noisei Shvuah." Gemara says, "What do you mean? Piv is not Mechayev Mom and Hadas Badin Kamei Edom Dami." And the Gemara goes on. And finally, the Gemara says that the Raya is that Piv is more that al kapanim, the Gemara comes out with what the kal v'chaymer is. The Gemara then brings a pircha on the kal v'chaymer. We'll do the shorter version of this. The Gemara brings a pircha on the kal v'chaymer. The pircha of the kal v'chaymer is malo piv shekeinu b'akchash v'azam. Toima be'edim sheyeshnam b'akchash v'azam. Right, piv has no akchash v'azam because piv is not just neman, but piv is neman yoiser mimeya edim. So you can't be makhish piv. If you can't be makhish piv, so piv in a way is better than edim. So the Gemara says you're right. Reb Chiya's kal v'chaymer was not from piv. Reb Chiya's kal v'chaymer was from ed echad. How so? Uma ed echad she'im mechayve mamin mechayve shvua. Edim she'mechayve noisei mamin ein oidin she'mechayve noisei shvua. You have to say, it's kal v'chaymer wasn't piv, it was from Eid Echad can't be mechayev mamon, but it can be mechayev shvua. Eidim, that can be mechayev mamon, certainly should be able to be mechayev shvua. The Gemara says, no. Male Eid Echad, shekein al masha hu meyed hu nishba. And Eid Echad is mechayev mamon. But what's he mechayev mamon or? He's mechayev mamon on what he's being made. Eid Echad says, you owe money, you have to swear that you don't owe the money. Ta'ima be Eidim. What's the case of Moedim and Mikzas? Where you want that the Eidim should be able to be mechayev shvua on the chelik that they're not being made on. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right, you can't learn it directly from Eid Echad either. The end of the day, the Gemara comes out that Reb Chiya learned his halacha from a tzad ha-shava. He learned it from a tzad ha-shava, from Piv and from Eid Echad. Piv is Mechayah Shvua, Shvus Meidim and Mikzas. Eid Echad is Mechayah Shvua. If Piv and Eid Echad are both Mechayah Shvua, Kal v'chaymish nei Eidim are going to be Mechayah Shvua. Now you're going to say, Malo Piv, Shekein Einoi Ba'ak Choshe V'Hazama, Eid Echad. You're going to say, Mal Eid Echad, that although Eid Echad is Mechayah Shvuah, but it's Al-Masha who made it, Piv Yoichiyach. Piv is Chayah Shvuah, not on what he was Moida, on what he wasn't Moida. Leiroi Zeh Keroi Zeh, Leiroi Zeh Keroi Zeh. Hatzad HaShavah Shabahen is that they're both Mechayah Shvuah, Afani, Avi, Edim. Edim are going to be Mechayah Shvuah as well. But the bottom line is, again, it's very hard to paraphrase, like one of the hardest in Mudim and Shas. But this is Reb Chiya's Halacha. Reb Chiya says that there's something called Edim B'miktas, where the halach is that there's going to be a shvur deiraisa. Says the Maran Merutenberg, I have a kasha on the mahatzad of Reb Chiya Kamaisa. What's the kasha on the mahatzad of Reb Chiya Kamaisa? L'chayra malatzad ashava. as it relates to Piv and Eid Echad, that although they could be Mechayev Shvua, but they can't Pater Shvua. They could be Mechayev, but they don't have the ability to Pater, right? If you say that you owe half, now you're going to be Chayev on the other half. But there's no Haidah you can make that's going to get you off the hook of Shvua. Eid Echad, the Torah was Mechadish, could be Mechayev Shvua. But there's no such Musig of an Eid Echad coming into Bezdin and saying, Eidus, now all of a sudden there's going to be no Chayev Shvua. Toima be Eidim, that Eidim, just like them Mechayev, they also have the ability to patter. Eidim are Eidim are Eidim. When Eidim say something, it's game over. So Frank, the Meram in Rotenberg, I don't understand Reb Chiya of Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel and Daf Dalit themes, Mahatzad, because I would argue, Ma, Lepiv Eid Echad, that they only have the ability to be Mechayev, as opposed to Eidim that have the ability to Pater as well. Now you're going to tell me, what kind of Mahatzad is that? Said the Meram Rutenberg, V'chol Mahatzad Parchinon Koltuhu. Every time there's a distinction between the Mahatzad and the Dover Alameh, we always ask it, Afagaf the Lehavi Loi Kulav Loi Chumra. Certainly this, which Lanias Daiti is a Pircha Chashuva. So says the Meram Rutenberg, what's Posh Pshat in Reb Chiya Kamaisi? He says, you know what the Pshat must be? Pshat must be that an Eid Echad could pater. Where could Eid Echad pater? Eid HaMisayeya. Said Reb Meram Rutenberg, this is my grace of Raya to Rabbeinu Tam. This is the third Raya to this idea. Because if you're going to tell me that an Eid Echad could only be Mechai if he can't pater, then Vos Zok Reb Chiya, that from a Mahatzad between Piv and Eid Echad, you're going to learn that Eidim can be Mechayev Shvua, L'chayev Malatzad, Hashavah, they can be Mechayev, they can't pater. Toimah be'Eidim, that can pater. The Torah says you have to say Eid Echad has the ability to pater as well. Where does Eid Echad have to be able to be pater? He has the ability to pater as it relates. He has the ability to pater as it relates to Eidim Mishayev. The Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav Perichaval, this is Mamish classic Torah. So the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Vav Chavalev, he brings Ra'isi B'Shita Mikubetzes. He said, I found in the Shita Mikubetzes above Metziah Da Beis Amid Beis. That brings the Chiddush of the Meram Rutenberg of Eidam Isayeh. And he brought the Meram Rutenberg's Raya to Eidam Isayeh from the fact that the Gemara didn't ask Malatzad HaShavah Shavahem that they don't have the ability to pater. Toima Be'eid. Must be Eid Echad does have the ability to pater. How does he have the ability to pater? I Eidam say, Freak the Shin Mikubetzes, what kind of raya is that? You have a raya from here to Eidam say, you have no raya to Eidam say, yeah. You have no raya to Eidam say, yeah. What do you mean? Of course I do, because otherwise I have a great pircha. Piv can't pater you from Shvua. Eid Echad also can't pater you from Shvua. Says, that's not true. Eid Echad could pater you from Shvua. Also, you might to Eidam say, no. There's no such thing as Eidam say, but an Eid Echad could still pater you from Shvua. So what are you talking about? He said, there's one Hechatimtsa. When it's Shvua, Eid Echad. What would be if an Eid Echad is being Mechayev Shvua right now? And I bring an Eid Echad that says that I'm not Chayev. It's Poshe, you're not going to be Chayev Shvua. Because it's Chad Keneged Chad. So Frank the Shita Mikubet says, what was the Meram Rutenberg's Raya? That there's something called Eid HaMisayeh that could pat you from all the Shvuas. Mechatesi, maybe the reason the Gemara couldn't ask Ma Latzad HaShavah that they don't have the ability to pat is because there is a Hechatim, so where they could. We're Eid Echad only when because then it's going to be one against one. And because it's going to be one against one, then you'll be able to. So I said Meram Rutenberg once. I said the Shita Mikubetzes once. Like, maybe you'll tell me, although it's true, an Eid Echad cannot get the Eid Echad, that's probably only true if they came bezman, bevasachas. If it came bezachas there, the Eid Echad could be makrish there too. I mean, you find sugis and shas where there's enough gemina between bevasachas, bezachas there. But says the Shita Mikubetzes, it's not a taina. The reason it's not a taina is the only time there's enough gemina between bevasachas and bezachas there is when the Eid Echad came and something happened. I mean, we did something about it. But if nothing was done about it, then Zachazah Bevasachas is the same thing. And being that over here, the person didn't swear yet, so nothing happened. So Mali Bevasachas, Mali Bezachazah, the Eid Echad would always be able to be Makhish, the Eid Echad that's being Mechayah Shvua. So what was the Meram in Rotenberg's Raya? That there's something called Eid HaMisayeh that could pat you from all Shvuas. La'olam not. I widened the Gemara's name, Malatzad HaShavah Shavahen. It's because there is one Hechatimtsa where this is going to be the Halacha. Says the Ktsois in Shev Shmaitza. Or says the Shmaitza. That L'chayr, Omnon L'aniyas Daiti Nera. It's posher to me what the Meram Rutenberg held, and that is, it's true there's a halacha in every single sugi and shas. And we're going to come full circle now. It's true there's halacha in every sugi and shas, wherever an eid echad is believed, that he's only believed if there's no akhasha keneged another eid echad. But if there's an eid echad keneged and an eid echad, then they're going to knock each other out. They're mamish as if they're not even there. That's the way halacha treats them. They bang each other out. Gamarnu, they're not here. Obert not when it comes to Shvuas Eid Echad. You know why? Because the gedra of an Eid Echad b'Shvuas says the Shmaitz is different than the gedra of an Eid Echad in Kol HaTeira Kula. In Kol HaTeira Kula, the Yisoid of the Eid Echad is that the Eid Echad is coming to Shteltzu Nemonis. The Eid Echad is coming to give us Umdenus. So like this, we should know what's going on. But in Eid Echad b'Shvuas, he's a Chefz of an Eid. There's one time in the entire Torah where the Torah was Mechadish that an Eid Echad is mamish like two Eidim. Now, it's not that we have the sheer nemonus of two Eidim. We have the sheer nemonus of an Eid Echad. But the point is, he is an Eid, and he's operating b'toiras Eid Gomor. So when an Eid Echad is Mechaya Shvua, he's an Eid. An Eid Echad that's coming to be Machish is not an Eid. An Eid that's coming b'toiras Eid is stronger than the Eid that's only coming to be Machish. You see, when you have two Eidim that walk into Bezdin, and they're Eidim. And the two other Eidim come to be Machish, it's Trey or Trey, because they're both Eidim. But an Eid Echad is not Bechefza an Eid, with the exception of Shvuas Eid Echad. So one Eid is an Eid, and the other Eid is not an Eid. If one Eid is an Eid, and the other Eid is not an Eid, that Eid is going to be believed. And this brings us back to the Rebbe we spoke about yesterday. L'mashal, by Eidus Isha, by Eidus Saita, there's a musik that in Eid Echad is Neman. Eidus Saita is a pasuk in the Torah, the Eidim Ba, right? We trust Eid Echad. It's true, but when that Eid walks into Bezdin, he's not being Neman B'Teiras Eid, he's being Neman B'Teiras Umdina. Shadas, we have a Raglaim L'Dover, we have to get over the top. So the way we get over the top is by this Eid Echad walking in. And the Har Raya is not Neman B'Teiras Eid, it's because you see Apostle is Neman. Apostle is always Apostle Eidus. The Torah says, because we're not looking for your Hilchis Eidus. What we're looking for is the Umdin of us Kumta Reis. Every time an Eid walks into Bezin and he's made, I have an Eid, I also have the Umdina. That's the Poyol Yoitz, it's the Teitzah of the Eid. When it comes to Eidus Nishon, when it comes to Eidus Saita, what I have over here is the Nemonus, it's the Umdina of Uskumtarois, and it gives me enough Nemonus, enough Umdina, for me to be able to go ahead now and to determine that this is what happened. And even though Ein Dovid Shel Ever Pachas Mishnayim, good, there's a Kosov, Yech Koich Biat Chachom, there's got to be reasons. But the bottom line is, the Daz Amitzias, then an Eid Echad can give me enough Umdina, enough Raglaim Ladover, enough Nemonus to assume that that's what happened. But the gather of that Eid Echad is, he's coming to B'Teiras Umdina, B'Teiras Nemonus. So says the Shmaitzer, what would be if another Eid Echad comes and is Makdashit? Well, there goes my Umdana, because now I don't know who to believe. It's he said, he said. So it's passionate, it gets knocked out. Good, you have to learn the sugis. But the bottom line is, the musik of an Eid Echad being makdash another Eid Echad is passionate and svara. Because vos habich v'na an Eid Echad? I have an Umdana. Okay, so if an Eid Echad is saying fakad, now I don't have an Umdana. Back to the drawing board. So that's why an Eid Echad b'kachoshes v'loy klum, says the Ksois, because I'm left without an umdina, habich garnish. But an Eid Echad b'shvua is an aid. You're a chefz of an aid. You're not. You're mizrach l'mayriv. You couldn't be more different if you tried. You have a whole different DNA. You have a whole different in a situation like that, one aid is a real aid. The other aid is coming merinish to go be makrish. You can't be makrish. You can't just be makrish aidim. Yeah, two aidim can be makrish aidim. That's because they're both aidim. But over here, the makrish, that person is not an aid. Unless you say what? Unless you say what the Meraber Rotenberg said, that there's something called an Eid HaMisayeya, that there's a musig, that an Eid has the ability not only to be Mechaya Shvua, but to Pater from Shvua, meaning the same Torah that was Megala to us, that he's Kamu L'Shvua L'Chiv, also told us that he's Kamu L'Shvua L'Ptur. So Kumtois, the makrish, the aid that's saying it didn't happen, is the same aid. So now it's a chad keneged chad. It's no different than trey or trey. Oh, that was the Meraber Rotenberg's raya. The sheet in the Kubetzness asks, that what's the raya to the Meraber Rotenberg? L'chayra, what's the raya to the Meraber Rotenberg? Avada, an aid echad is not misayeya to pata from shvua. But an aid echad back, choshe keneged an aid echad, in kola teru kula, gan shas, you find aid echads being makrish aid echads. So that's where you find aid echad back, choshe. The teretz is that it's not going to be true as it relates to Shvuas Eid Echad. Shvuas Eid Echad, being that Eid Echad is being made, the teretz Eid, so there an Eid Echad would not have the ability to be makrish unless there's something called Eid HaMisayeya. This was the third raya of the Meraber Rotenberg. This is the Va'oid Hevi raya. he meant this because he was going with this anocha. But again, just to bring out this clarkite again, and that is, I mean, we're getting close to kasha lai predaskim of all this race. We're hopping around here last second, right? But the bottom line is, just to wrap up a little bit, we've said that, you know, when you talk about eid echad, so you have an echad amid bisurim, you have the eid echad by eid isha, by eid saita, you have eid echad that's come to shvua, loiroi zeker, roi zeva, loiroi zeker, roi zeva. Right, eid echad amid bisurim, that's not even eidos. That's chusla bezdin. That's not even edus. As it relates to eid echad by edusaita, eid echad by edusisha, the gather of that eid echad is it's just shtelling to our glaim ledavar. It's shtelling to namanos. It's just shtelling to a certain klarkite. It's not b'tiras eid echad. Not b'tiras eid echad. That's not what it is. It's just giving me namanos. The haraya psulam on naman. It's just that we're going to paskin the shayla based on what we think happened, and we're going to use the testimony of an eid echad to give us, just like if you brought a piece of circumstantial evidence, right, in the Ziploc bag, we'd like to present the jury this piece of evidence. The eid echad is like gara from a piece of evidence. That's all, you put him in a Ziploc bag and you bring him into court. That's what he is. He's a piece of evidence. He's not an aid. He's a piece of evidence. That's what he is. And that works in those parishes. And then there's eid echad that's come with shvua. That's a hilchos eidus. That's hilchos eidus. That's a chiddush. Because usually you need two eidim. But don't stay. La yokum eid echad v'ishtucha lovin ul'chatas avol kamu l'shvua. Kamu l'shvua. And eid echad is kamu l'shvua. What does it mean? It's b'chaya shvua. Ram Rutenberg said he goes to kibiyah and eidim isayayah. But the ma'isna is kamu l'shvua. The one kasha, I just want to mention this. So Reb Shach and Abiyaz, you're right in the beginning of Hilchos Tovim V'Nitan asks this kasha, and I saw some of the farshe. I'm the farshe Ashmaitza bringing this kasha from G'dayli Achrayim. The one mutcherai that you have in the Shmaitza is that if the Shmaitza has never been gone for such a davar pasha, that eid echad that's come l'shvua, that's a eid. But when it comes to eidus isha and eidus soit, that's not really an eid. So how is it that we had in perek shvua sa'eidus that there's a parasha shvua sa'eidus when it comes to eidus isha? Right, the Gemara said eidus isha, being that it's negei k'suba, there's a parasha of shvua sa'eidus. How could it be a parasha of shvua sa'eidus as it relates to, how could it be a parasha of shvua sa'eidus as it relates to eidus isha if all it is a piece of evidence in a Ziploc bag? Shvuas Eidus requires Eid, Ayra, Yada, and Moyagiv, and Asavayna. It starts with the fact that you're an Eid. If you're not really an Eid, how's it Shaykh? It's Beis Hashem. If we have time, that will be the topic of the raid tomorrow.